Hey man, business!
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's least likely podcast to get you laid. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
There's a 1,000% rate that you will not get laid if you play this while trying to set her in the mood.
Hey, listen to this.
Yeah, listen to these two guys talk.
Yeah.
I'm going to train these guys. We're going to McDonald's. Woo!
Is that doing it for you?
Just start the kiss.
Hey, listen to this.
The kiss.
Yeah.
Does that put you in the mood?
Really not getting into that.
That is my penis. I'm doing well. I'm tired. Work was long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that one day a week is killing you.
Yeah. I'm going to join a gym tomorrow in preparation. I'm very highly considering becoming a fireman.
Dude, I really thought about doing fire investigation.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But after 3 years in the Omaha Police Department, I couldn't upgrade to drive a truck. Awesome. Apparently, I just get to be the fire bitch for the first 3 years.
Hey, fire newbies.
The house on fire. Fire bitch. Go in. I don't want to. It's hot in there.
It's so hot in that house.
Oh, gosh. It's real. I can't breathe. There's too much smoke.
Will you just shoot the hose at me and I'll walk in?
Let's put the fire out before I go in.
There's a baby burning inside. Can't we just throw a fire extinguisher in there?
I'm sure the baby knows how to use it. Everyone should know by that age.
How are you doing?
Good. This upcoming week's gonna be probably the busiest at work.
Is it?
So that'll be fun.
Are you guys open Sunday? Cause I saw the one on the center up there is open on Sundays.
Yeah, from noon to five.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's just for a little bit on Sundays.
Sunday.
And we're only open one more Sunday. Yeah, I think just one more Sunday.
Is it drastically slower after Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, just Christmas comes and
what we get a lot of is, like, after Christmas is people with labels already on their package, you know, the return labels. Mm-hmm. So it is drastically slower because all you really have to do is go in and say, here you go.
Nice.
So yeah,
nice,
because everyone's getting there.
Have any fun customers this week?
Oh yeah, I mean, nothing that really stands out. I did have we weren't even really that busy, but a line built up because I was working with someone else, and someone came in with 30 packages they needed shipped.
Holy shit.
So that was fun. And then I was like, well, that sucks. I guess I'll help, you know, all the rest of the people in line. And the person I had, you know, needed some copies, but they're kind of specific. First of all, the paper size that they typed it up on didn't match the paper we had. I'm like, who the fuck has 11x10.5 paper? Yeah.
What the fuck?
So I print it once. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So then I go back and I shrink it to fit. I'm like, okay, well, can you print some of these on cardstocks? It's like, oh, I can't really see the seal. Can you make it darker? All right. And, like, they're arguing. It was this girl and her mom. And then they started arguing over just different things. She was sending in some documents for something. And then they're like, okay, I think we got everything we need. I'm like, all right, sweet. And they're like, okay, now can you help us ship this to South Korea? Sweet. Yeah.
How much was that?
Pull up a chair. $150.
Ooh, was it just documents?
Yeah.
$150 for documents? Shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
And then because of that, a line built up. We only had 11 customers that hour, but pretty much 9 of them had to wait in line for 20 minutes.
Were any of them like, rah, 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 when they got up to them?
No, actually. That's nice. I've yet to really... I've had people already complaining like, oh my gosh, that costs so much. So, well, you're sending a huge, giant package with a bunch of presents in it. Of course it costs a lot, you know?
I can't wait for the, like, 2 days before Christmas. I need this there by Christmas.
That's the most frustrating and the funniest. Because it's just like, dude, what did you expect? That's the funny part. But the frustrating part is they'll seriously try to be like, there's nothing else I can do. Can you not get that any cheaper? It's like, no, dude. It's like Christmas.
It's great.
Yeah, it's like, I'm like, dude, it's December 23rd. It's yeah. like, if you really want it there by Christmas, yes, you will have to spend $200.
If you want this CD there, this Blu-ray of Dark Knight, that yeah. you could have just sent them the cash.
Yeah.
It'd so, be like, buy it.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And then, yeah, and then there's always going to be people. People are really, you know, kind of antsy about their Christmas presents, so there's a lot of times where, like, they'll bring in something, and, you know, we'll have to pack it, and they'll be like, can I watch you pack that? How the fuck do you think we stay in business?
I steal everything.
Yeah. Maybe we just regularly take people's Christmas presents out of here and keep them for ourselves.
Yeah.
No one has noticed.
That Xbox you sent last year? Mine.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I did have a big thing, an Xbox last year. That was a big hassle.
Really? Why?
It was some guy sending it to his brother or something, but his mom came with him, and they argued about how much they wanted to spend, and it was just like, they didn't want it fragile packed, which is stupid.
Yeah.
So then the mom was just like, just pack it with peanuts. And I was like, I don't recommend it, but I can do it, you know. And then he started arguing. He's like, no, mom, come on, let's just pay. She's like, I'm not going to pay that much. He's like, come on. And then finally the mom wins the argument. And he's like, you can't just, could you just throw in some bubble wrap? And at this point, I'm just like, no. Can't throw in bubble wrap,
was
right?
Was this before you were a manager?
Yeah. Okay. This was last holidays.
How long have you been a manager now?
Since May. So.
Nice. You've been a month more than me. I was in June. Nice. Nice. Managers. Nice.
Business. Business corporate stuff.
Corporations.
Yeah.
Labor and taxes and.
Payroll.
Customers. Explosions.
Motivation.
Minimum wage.
Incentives for the employees.
Benefits and discounts. All the bubble wrap you can have.
Dealing with corporate. Tech support.
Type it on a keyboard.
Scheduling. Answering emails.
That'd be an awesome video. Just fucking have like text thrown out and exploding.
Or just like, I don't know why I thought about this, but I thought about this a few months ago. I was taking the deposit to the bank, and I'm in the business lane, and I just thought about how funny it'd be if I was in a suit, and then like say you or someone I knew pulled up to me doing the same thing in the other lane, and I roll down my window, I'm like, hey man, business! And you roll down your window, point at me, business! I'm like, business, yeah! And finally I get my deposit receipt back, and I'm rolling at my window, business, as I'm pulling away.
Job security, yeah! Oh, that'd be great.
It would be great. I got a funny story. Right. So Steam released Big Picture this week.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome. Neat. I mean, I don't play it on a TV, but I looked at it, and it's neat. But a lot of their controller-friendly games are on sale. So I bought... Well, first of all, I bought Sonic...
Now, how did you hook... Did you plug your laptop into your TV? Is that what you did?
No, I didn't even plug it into my TV at all. You can still view Big Picture mode on your laptop or computer.
What is...
But Big Picture's to make it more TV-friendly, people playing with controllers rather than playing on the computer. So you can hook it up to your TV and just sit on your couch with a controller.
Oh, got it. Got it. All right.
So, first of all, the first thing I bought was Sonic Generations for a friend for his birthday.
All
right. That was like $8.
Nice. Not bad.
Yeah, plus the DLC.
Oh,
so that was all $8 together. And then I bought Castle Crashers for myself.
It's always a good game.
And then I bought Audio Surf.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, I bought Audio Surf. And then I bought Left 4 Dead.
How was that on sale? The first one?
Yeah.
Okay, how much? Was it $4.99?
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Usually is.
And then I bought Limbo.
Oh, Limbo, I've heard great things.
So I bought 5 games. Apparently, to my bank, that is suspicious.
Really?
Because they put a hold on my card.
Oh.
So I bought so many Steam games that my bank Think someone stole my credit card.
That's crazy because, dude, when the Steam sale was coming, there was like 12 Steam transactions from my bank on my bank account.
Yeah.
Mine was like,
so
hey.
I think I unlocked some sort of achievement by doing this.
Unlocked locking your card.
So I just used a different card for the last two games. Left for
fuckers!
Dead. Yeah. I just find that funny how they're like, how the bank's like, oh, well, no, you might have some suspicious transactions, so we're just going to stop your card. I'm just going to use the other one now.
Now, do you have to get it unlocked or?
Yeah, you have to like call them. I've done this before. Actually, it happened very recently when I got my new card when we were trying to buy the Minecraft stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that fucking happened because I bought a couple games with that. And I'm like, well, I don't like that.
Fucking game Nazis.
I know. And so they shut it down, which I think is great, you know, that my bank is paying attention to the point where they're like,
that is
oh,
true.
Well. But at the same time, I would never be able to go on a vacation with my bank.
You'd have to, I know most things tell, like, I know they suggest it's a good idea if you're going on vacation to call your credit card company and
I know,
be like,
but,
yo.
But I mean, it's just like, if they're going to shut down my card because I bought five games, I mean, like, when we go to SGC,
yeah,
like, they're going to see, what's he doing at a Chick-fil-A in Dallas? His card must be stolen again.
He has a call. I am in Dallas right now. I am calling with a area coded phone.
Yeah, and I don't
from
even,
Dallas.
I don't even know how to like initiate the conversation. Do I just talk to a representative and be like, "Hey, I'm going on a vacation." Representative,
yeah.
Like, that's nice. No, I. But what I mean is, don't shut off my card.
That'd be hilarious. If like, oh, hey, good for you, and then they just hang up.
Yeah. So yeah, my bank loves to shut off my card. I didn't reach my daily withdrawal limit. This was actually on my debit card this time,
oh.
My credit card, which is weird. I have money in the bank. I know I do because I just got paid.
Money.
Yeah,
money.
Yeah. So it's like, I got paid. Then I paid a couple bills, and then I bought some games. The total of my game, the five games I bought, was like $20.
Hey,
I bought some groceries for like $20, and so I probably spent over the weekend like, I don't know, $350 something, including bills and everything. Mm. That's not fucking unheard of.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you shutting off the card?
I pay all my bills through my credit card, so then all I have to worry about is, like, that one credit card bill.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm thinking about having another New Year's party, like, last year at Maplewood. That was fun.
Yeah, that was. That was
that
a really
was
good
really
one.
Fun.
I kind of want to have an ugly sweater party. I did a couple years ago, but.
Oh, that'd be great. I have an ugly sweater.
Do you?
Camille's dad gave me it.
Nice. Did he give it to you as a joke?
Nope.
Ooh.
He's like, you seriously want this? And I'm like, man, what the hell?
One of the things I might buy, two of the things I know I'll buy with my Christmas money is a good microphone and headphones for streaming.
Ooh.
Streaming video games, because right now the headset I use sucks. The second of all, I'm going to buy one of those horse head masks.
Nice.
They're like $30.
With my Christmas money, I'm going to buy a Nexus 7.
Ooh, nice. Actually, I have an upgrade coming up.
Well, not for a phone, for a tablet.
Oh, the tablet. That's right.
Because it's $199 for 16 gigs and an 8-core GPU.
Wow.
And a quad-core processor.
Wow.
And you can get the dual-core iPad 4 for $700.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and also I'm going to use it for when I'm in the gym, too, so I can watch. Because I tried it when I used to be at
running on the
24.
Treadmill hooked to your hip.
Well, no.
Listen to music.
For watching TV on it.
Yeah.
Because if I can watch something, I can run forever. It's not forever, but long periods of time. And,
yeah.
And it, like, I can only watch the TVs they have there, which is usually CNN SportsCenter for like 10 minutes. Then I'm like, I've seen everything you're talking about. So...
Yeah.
That's my investment.
Neat.
I was going to be like, well, I guess I get the 10-inch one, but I have no need for a 10-inch tablet. 7's just enough.
You could have worded that in a way where it sounded really gay, but you didn't.
Ha! I have no need for a 10-inch.
That was just forced.
Yeah. Like tonight.
Oh, my God. All right, Andy, you want to go into gaming news?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
All right. First of all, Capcom is celebrating the birthdays of Street Fighter and Mega Man.
By making a crossover game.
By making a crossover game, and it's free.
That's cool. Will it be, like, PSN free? Or is it just, like, you can play online free? Like, you can get on, like, a web browser?
I believe you should be able to download this.
That'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah, I don't think it'd make much sense in a browser, to be honest.
All right, it was just a thought.
But December 17th.
That's when it comes out?
Yep, that's when it comes out. Happens to be the busiest day of the year at my work, so you know I won't be fucking playing it.
I'll have to remember that. Well, the internet will remind me.
Yeah. But basically, it's a Mega Man game, but the Robot Masters have been replaced with Street Fighter characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So you play, it's basically a regular Mega Man game, and at the end you fight Street Fighter characters. You gain their powers.
You know, first one's going to be Hadouken. All right, cool.
Yeah, pretty
and
cool.
It's free.
Capcom did something right for once.
Yeah, they really haven't done. They've
been fucking up.
They haven't had a game, like, the only thing that I think is keeping them afloat is the gigantic Resident Evil sales.
Yeah.
Other than that, they haven't had any, like, woo games.
That is a category of game here on 3 Combo Podcast. There's meh and ooh.
Grand Theft Auto 5's in that.
G4 will be rebranded as the Esquire channel.
Really?
Yep, and it's coming up soon. Attack of the Show and X-Play are wrapping up their production later this month, and after that will come the Esquire channel too. Tap into the untapped metrosexual viewership. That's in quotes. They actually said that. It'll shift focus to a destination more in line with the modern male.
Spike TV for not manly men.
I hate Spike TV so much.
I'll catch a good movie every once in a while on it.
It's just the obvious pandering.
Yeah.
Like, Spike, really, Spike? This is what men do. Here's a commercial about bacon.
You like boobs? All right.
It's like, okay, yeah, I like bacon. I like boobs. You don't. This is too much.
Here's a chick in a swimsuit cooking bacon.
All right, Andy, did you watch the VGAs?
No, I never do. I always just wait for the internet to keep me updated on things that are important.
Well, I didn't either, and weirdly enough, I didn't even know they were going to be on until an hour before they were on.
That is true. I didn't know till the day they were going to go on.
Which, and the VGAs are just awful.
It's really, what's the word I'm looking for? Hollywood. It's very Hollywoodized, and you can tell it's ran by the man.
Yeah, it's just like, there's just a lot of people that just aren't, that shouldn't be associated with video games telling us about video games.
One thing I watched was Jack Osborne introduced the new Castlevania game. Yeah, I was like, all right.
It's just like, yeah, it's just stuff like, fuck is Jack Osborne doing here?
Yeah.
Why is Nathan Barnett not doing this? Or Angry Joe or somebody?
Yeah, or someone. Just, yeah.
Do you remember last year that, fuck, I forget his name, which is a good thing, that guy who totally sold out, he was, basically did reviews on the internet. God damn it, I wish I remembered his name so I could tell you, but he completely sold out, and he, went on VGAs about how, oh, this is the greatest video game award ceremony in the world.
No.
Dude, he sold out, and a lot of people were kind of laughing that they chose this guy because, like, he was really far down the chain, and people, like, they probably asked so many people, like, you want to be on the VGAs? You want to be on the VGAs?
Yeah.
You want to be on the VGAs?
No, I'm good. Are you sure? You get to high-five Samuel L. Jackson.
But I really do think the VGAs did something right this year.
What?
Their game of the year.
Oh, wasn't it Borderlands?
Nope. It was The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome. It's a great game.
Borderlands got best shooter and best multiplayer, mm-hmm. which I someone was like, that's a good old fuck you to Activision.
So I'm going to run down the awards right here. Game of the Year, Walking Dead. Studio of the Year, Telltale Games, which made The Walking Dead.
They made like three games this year.
Did they?
They made Jurassic Park.
Okay.
They made a couple. I know that.
Game of the Decade, Half-Life 2.
Yeah! Woo! Which, you know, it would have been appropriate for a nice Half-Life 3, revealer. But no, it's cool.
Best Xbox 360 game, Halo 4.
No way.
Best PS3.
No way.
Best PS3 game, Journey.
That was actually a really good game.
Best Wii/Wii U game. I guess the Wii U doesn't get its own category yet. New Super Mario Bros. U. Best PC game, XCOM, Enemy Unknown. Best handheld game, Sound Shapes.
I've heard good things about that XCOM.
Yeah.
It's made by the Civilization guys. Oh. Fire Axis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It says right here, 2K Fire Axis. Where am I at? Best shooter, Borderlands 2. Best action adventure game, Dishonored. Best RPG, Mass Effect 3. Best multiplayer game, Borderlands 2. Best character, Claptrap from Borderlands 2.
Cool.
Best individual sports game, SSX.
Oh, hey. It's not EA. Oh, wait, EA does have SSX.
Yeah, EA Canada. Best team sports game, NBA 2K13. Best driving game, Need for Speed Most Wanted. Best fighting game, Persona 4 Arena. Best adapted video game, The Walking Dead. Cool. Best independent game, Journey. Best graphics, Halo 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, ooh. Best song in a game, Cities by Beck from Sound Shapes. Best original score, Journey. Best performance by a human male, Damon Clark as Handsome Jack.
Cool.
Best performance by a female, Melissa Hutchinson as Clementine in Walking Dead.
Best downloadable game. Oh, yeah, I forgot they did game. Motion capture.
Yeah, best downloadable game, The Walking Dead. Best social game, You Don't Know Jack. Best DLC, Down Guard. Not that you know anything about that, Andy.
No, not.
Most anticipated game, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Of course. That's going to be a huge game.
Mm-hmm. So
I'll have to wait for Walking Dead to go on sale again, then on Steam.
Oh man, you should have jumped on it when it went on
sale. I know. Well, the winter sale's coming.
You should have, man.
Or wait, did the fall? No, the fall sale just happened.
Fall sale just happened. All right, and winter. They're having a little mini sale for the big picture, but that's that's just for games that are good with the controller.
I'll just wait for the winter sale. It'll be on there again.
All right, Skyrim, the Dragonborn DLC will be available.
On PS3.
On PS3.
I guess it's really good.
I saw the trailer. The trailer does look pretty cool.
Like I read like a preview of it, and I heard they said it feels literally like an expansion pack rather than just little add-ons.
Like the Shivering Isles.
Yeah. And I guess there's a character in there that if you're a level 50 or whatever the top level is, he will hunt you down.
Really?
And I guess he's an impossible boss. Like, no one on their first or second try is beating him. Like, it usually takes 3 or 4 tries to beat him.
Wow.
But, yeah, he will hunt you down across wherever you're at.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is a really cool, like, little mini boss that finds you. I'd be scared all the time.
Yeah. No, and that's... But, yeah, that's pretty much incentive for me to get up to the highest level.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like it's really fun.
Dude, yeah, you never know when it's coming.
Yeah.
It probably happens just once, though, because I bet it'd get annoying after, like, 2 to 3
probably.
Times.
It probably doesn't happen, after you beat him. But still.
Yeah. Cool. I bet you get some epic stuff from it, then.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Some loot.
Well, we've talked about it a few times now, but Valve is celebrating the official release of Big Picture Mode with a sale on Steam, and I have what games are being on I have bots. Let me see. 1, 2, 3... Four of these games.
How many are on sale?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11.
Awesome. All right.
Yep. The game's currently on sale, all 75% off except for one, but I'll get to it. Left 4 Dead, Braid, Limbo, Castle Crashers, Portal 2, Geometry Wars, Space Marine, Audio Surf, Shank 2 is 66% off.
Shank 2, Shank's a fun game.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have it? Shank 2.
Hmm. Hell Yeah and Alan Wake.
I remember when they announced that game when like the Xbox first came out, and then it was like 4 years later it finally came out. And when it came out, people were like, "Nah,
like too human."
Yeah, just it's all right.
Didn't register a woo on the scale, PlayStation boss trolls Nintendo in the sweetest way possible.
I really like this.
This is from the Andy News Analysis League. So Shuhei Yoshida, the president of Sony Computer Entertainment's Worldwide Studies, just got a Wii U. And it's also no shocker that he likes PlayStation. Yoshida put his Nintendo ID on Twitter,
and has been accepting friend requests, chatting to players about his and their Wii U experiences. But don't think he's just screwing around with the Wii U. Perhaps this is how he and Sony could be sizing up the competition. But in what must be the best, if not most humorous, Miiverse trolling so far, Yoshida wrote, "I heart PS in the Nintendo Land Plaza." He added a smiley face and Yosp, which is also his Twitter handle.
I love it.
That's pretty funny.
Ha ha, funny.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, funny.
All right, Andy, you ready for technology news?
Yes.
All right.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
All right, Andy, it's technology news. You know what that means?
Apple or and/or Samsung.
We are going to talk about Apple and Google joining forces.
Dude, it's like two people that utterly fucking hated each other, but like their jobs depend on them working together.
It's not often that you hear Apple and Google both fighting for utter smartphone dominance, teaming up in anything, but reports from Bloomberg say it's the case, and they're both going in on $500 million worth of Kodak patents. Kodak is selling the patents as part of its bankruptcy liquidation, and apparently there are value enough to cause Apple and Google to make temporary peace. At least that's what Bloomberg's unnamed sources are saying. And while it may seem like an odd pairing, the alliance makes sense. This way, both companies will get some patents and pay less for them and not have to worry about being sued by a rival.
They both make the major OSs. All right.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool.
They got to get Kodak stuff.
And they're like... Yeah, that's actually pretty rare that big companies like that actually work together.
I can't wait for all the misplaced nostalgia on the internet. Man, remember when Kodak was around?
Yeah.
And I really miss Kodak.
Hey, remember when they put themselves into oblivion?
Yeah, you guys remember disposable cameras?
Remember Polaroids?
Those were the good days. Best Buy screwed up, Andy. They screwed up bad.
They done goofed.
Best Buy done goofed. Apparently, they had because of a mix-up, a buy one, get five deal on iPads.
Holy shit. Is this in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Oh!
This is what happened to Alexa and her boyfriend's mother, both staggeringly honest people. Upon receiving a box of five iPads instead of just one, they intended to buy for Alexa's boyfriend. Alexa wrote the consumerist for advice. She tried to contact Best Buy to no avail, even though Best Buy hadn't seemed to notice the mistake or ask her about it, and even though she fully knew what was, upon being delivered, that the iPads were legally hers.
Huh.
The consumerist reached out to
Best
Buy.
Score.
Yeah. The consumerist reached out to Best Buy without providing any revealing details. They got this response from Best Buy. Good afternoon, Alexa. Laura from the consumer has contacted us here at Best Buy on your behalf. First and foremost, I want to let you know we appreciate your honesty. We here at Best Buy acknowledge that we obviously made a mistake, but in the spirit of the holidays, we encourage you to keep the additional iPads and give them to people in need, friends, family, a local school, or charity. I have not shared this resolution with Laura, as you are the customer, but it is up to you if you want to let her know the outcome of the decision. So,
hey.
In short, this article says, oh gosh darn it, Merry Christmas, I guess.
Huh. That'd be a nice surprise.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would say anything about it if that happened.
Yeah. If I got five iPads, I'd be like, fuck yes. I'd take a bet. Like, I'd sit in a bathtub, not full, but I'd just five iPads in a bathtub, be like, look at all the fucks I don't give.
I would seriously use one of them to level a table. Oh, man, this table's a little wobbly. Let me just wedge an iPad under there.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell them whatsoever.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Nope. No honesty in this man. Well, honesty, but you fucked up and gave me five iPads. I'm keeping them.
All right, Andy, you know what service is losing a lot of money recently? Don't answer that. I'll answer for you. Airlines. Oh. Airlines, losing a lot of money.
I was going to say real player.
We'll get a response.
Buffering.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll get a response from RealPlayer in about 3 weeks when they're done buffering.
I used to be an avid real player user, too.
Yeah. But yeah, airlines losing a lot of money just because everything's so fucking expensive with planes.
Yeah.
Which is why when you ship your packages next day air, you gotta expect to pay a little more. But Delta is being sued by the state of California. Delta Airlines is being sued over the privacy policy in the app's terms of service. You know what the problem with their privacy policy is?
There is none.
They don't have one. California state law states that companies have to put a privacy policy posted conspicuously in the app. Delta's app just doesn't have one, and it's facing up to a $2,500 fine for every download. The final penalty will be nowhere near the maximum, but basic math spits out about a $5 billion fine.
It's not going to end up like that.
No. And this is trouble for a company that made an $854 million income last year.
You done goofed.
How do you overlook that?
Yeah, everything. Some lawyer's in trouble.
Yeah, it's just like, how do you overlook putting a privacy policy in your app?
Oh, well. Somebody's in trouble.
All right, this is a fun article right here. The 9 worst tech buzzwords of 2012.
Yeah.
We love buzzwords. Very right. Businessy. Buzzwords.
Income.
Intuitive.
Refunds. None. All right.
Micron.
I don't know what the fuck Micron. That is.
As soon as the iPhone 5 launched, Apple started beating its chest about how it's impossibly perfect. Each and every single one is. In particular, a micron is an extremely small unit of measurement. One micron is half the length of an E. coli bacteria. In other words, you can't fucking see a micron. The iPhone 5 is an engineering feat, sure, but the company is now leaning on standards of excellence that the human eye could care less about. This is the point where, let's see, the assembly line with a few dozen, man, this is kind of poorly written.
Basically, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, microns in the phone. Pixel density.
That sounds like something a grandpa would make up trying to understand Photoshop and computer. The density of the pixels and Bill Cosby?
Oh, man. Phablet. Fabulous tablets.
I haven't heard any of these terms.
You'll know the next one. Hacktivist.
Yep, I've heard that one. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm really just not a fan of mixing two words together and then being like, it's a new word. Yeah, you know, things like staycation.
The fuck is that?
It's where you take vacation time, but you stay home.
Oh, okay. Like, I just call that stay at home time.
Yeah, well, it's like, you're taking a staycation? It's like, I'm just not working for a couple days.
Damn, fuck you.
Next one is sexed.
That's a hilarious word.
Sending a sexy text message.
And I approve of sexting.
Send us your nudes.
We will protect them.
We are the guardians of them, as you remember.
We'll keep them locked up in our Gmail account.
Next is cyber blank. Basically, cyber anything. Everything's cyber this or cyber that.
Cyber nuclear bombs!
You know, I'm drinking water on a podcast right now. You could say I'm taking a cyber drink.
I'm giving you a cyber finger. Cyber shocker.
Now, Gizmodo kind of... They don't like this next one. It's crowdfunding.
Oh, yeah. Kickstarter, basically.
They really don't like Kickstarter.
Dude, because everybody, once it got big, everybody got a fucking Kickstarter.
Which...
I'm surprised we didn't do a Kickstarter. Everybody does one.
Which, but, I mean, the kind of thing I'm saying is like, so?
Yeah, I mean...
So what?
That article's like an opinion piece, I guess.
They say crowdfunding is lazy. Crowdfunding leads to hundreds of stupid ideas by stupid people who think their stupid idea will become real because strangers will shovel them money. Kickstarter has the clever list of Sky Mall with all the realism of a unicorn farm.
Matt, let's try that. Unicorn farm.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Kickstarter's done a lot of cool things. It brought SGC back.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I got my certificate that I'm awesome in the mail yesterday.
Sweet.
I was in my room. My mom knocked, and she's like, "Here, you got something in the mail." I'm like, "Oh, it's probably my certificate that I'm awesome." And she laughed. I'm like, "You think I'm joking?"
Did you show her?
No, I haven't shown her yet.
Like, Mom.
See, I told you.
Fucking awesome.
Next up is Brogrammer. Oh, it's a bro programmer.
Jesus.
Hey, brah, you like the pixel density in this this cyber sheet?
From the sext I got?
You can see all the microns. Next is IPO. Mostly coming from Facebook IPO, which was a false money train.
Man, fucking so many people lost money. Oh, well.
So, that was interesting.
How long has Facebook been around now?
I don't know. I don't remember the days before Facebook.
I had it when I was a senior high school. I was 07.
It's been around since, like, what, 02? To Wikipedia. Wikipedia.org. Loading up.
Yes, I think 2007 is the farthest back you can go on my timeline.
Facebook. Oh, dear Wikipedia readers, we are the small nonprofit. We are the small nonprofit that runs the number 5 website in the world. Cool. We only have 150 staff, but serve 450 million users, and have costs like any other top site: servers, power, rent, program, staff, and legal help.
Google Ads.
Wikipedia is something special. It's like a library, a public park. It's like a temple for the mind.
It's like a temple for the mind, man.
A place we can all go to think and learn. To protect our independence, we'll never run ads. We take no government funds. We run on donations averaging about $30. If everyone reading this gave $3, a fundraiser would be done within an hour. If Wikipedia is useful to you, take 1 minute to keep it online for another year. Please help us. Thank you.
It's like 89.7 The River. Another phone-a-thon? The fuck, River?
February 4th, 2004, Facebook launched.
All right.
Has about 1 billion users.
It's having a better run than MySpace.
Yeah, it is. Fucking MySpace, dude. All right, let's go on to news.
All right.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. Andy, you'll like this story. Pfizer.
Good. Oh, yeah, Pfizer.
You know, they make drugs.
They make boner pills.
Yeah, and that too. Well, Pfizer is missing some materials used for medical research. What? Specifically, they're missing 700 grand worth of gold dust.
How do you misplace that?
Police are trying to determine...
700 grams?
700 grand worth. $700,000.
Holy shit, how do you misplace that?
Worth of gold dust. Police are trying to determine whether it was lost or stolen.
Whoa!
St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Chesterfield police began an investigation this week after a Pfizer employee conducting inventory could not find the gold dust purchased last year for use in research. Police Captain Stephen Lewis says no one is sure if they just didn't account for it and it was used naturally, or if it was stolen or misplaced.
Oh, shit. I should probably return that.
Gold experts believe it would be difficult for a thief to sell that amount of gold dust, which would weigh between 30 and 70 pounds, depending on his purity.
Holy crap. This dust can weigh 70 pounds.
Have you seen those pills that you can swallow these pills and it will turn your shit into, like, glittery gold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen those.
I'm going to get you some for Christmas.
Sweet.
I don't want you to send me any pictures, though. Send those to Camilla.
No, I'll send you doo-doo pictures.
Andy, fuck. The government is getting into everything. Especially in Germany, where the government wants to stop people from having sex with animals. Because
I wasn't seeing that coming.
Believe it or not.
Neither did that dog.
Ha. Believe it or not, it is not illegal to have sex with animals in Germany.
Very good, yeah.
Not since 1969. Just kind of expired, and they never renewed it. And there are, I swear to God, zoophilia brothels popping up in Germany.
Oh, my God.
Now, there is a little interview from Michael Ziak of the zoophile organization Zeta. He's probably one of the only people publicly opposing the law.
Yeah, fuck sheep. What of it?
Now, see, what he's saying is there's a difference between zoophilia and bestiality. And he says, quote, zoophiles love their animals and have an emotional attachment to them. Then, perhaps, if the animal wants it, they develop a sexual relationship. There are also people who we call beasties who are just interested in sex with an animal. They're still good to the animal, but they don't have a concept of partnership with it. Then there are a minority of people who sexually torture animals. We call them zoo sadists, and we're totally against that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even realize you were really reacting to it like that, because I was looking at the store, and I looked back over to you, and you got kind of a look of amazement, a little bit of horror on your face.
Just that dude's so nonchalant about it. Like, I could go up to him and have a dog sex just conversation with him, and he would think nothing of it.
He also says, they asked the question, I guess I should probably give props to the person that did this interview.
Jimmy, we got a story for you.
Alex Error.
Oh, yeah, that's a simple name.
Yeah, thank God. I never get simple names on this shit.
Oh, my God.
He asks, hey, Michael, so what's your problem with this proposed law against bestiality? Michael Keok says, it's just bullshit. The animals we live with are in our social group, and we are in theirs. We are one herd. Okay, interesting theory. Will this law make it illegal for you to carry on having sexual relationships with animals? No. Psychologists studied 120 zoophiles and found out that zoophilia is a sexual orientation. You can't just stop these feelings. After 10 years of trying to be married, I got divorced and decided not to force myself into the role that society had given me anymore.
Huh.
Oh, God, this next one. Tell me about the animal brothels.
Oh, yes.
A Danish newspaper wrote in 2005 that Danes were coming to Germany for these animal brothels, although the head association of animal shelters in Germany said they didn't know anything about the animal brothels. Lots of people thought there must be some. A year later, Parliament asked if the search had any results, but the police say they didn't find any. We don't know of any, and to be honest, if anyone's going to know, it's probably us.
There's like monkeys dressed up in bikinis.
Oh my God, this next question. Do the animals ever come on to you? Yes, my bitch has no interest in sex, but sometimes... Nope, I'm sorry, I can't finish that. Sorry, guys. Sorry to tease you like that, but I'm not finishing this.
Let me read it really quick. Onward. All right. Next story. Cleanse the soul. Shake it off.
All right.
Oof. Shrug it off, man.
Swaziland is strapped for cash, and they're urged to up the tax on witch doctors.
Go on. I'm interested.
The mediums known as Sangomas are in the landlocked southern African nation, pay an annual $1.15 license fee.
But, is that like a year?
Yeah.
Shit, let's go be witch doctors.
But holy crap. Majahodva Kamalo, the leader of the nation, said they had jacked up their fees fourfold in the last few years and should pay more. He said, quote, a majority of our people consult traditional healers, but the money they pay to the government falls far short of the money they make. Swaziland's budget deficit ballooned to 15% of its annual economic output in 2010. But the government managed to keep itself afloat by running through central bank reserves and delaying payment of wages to civil servants.
This is a totally random thing, but driving here today, I saw gas for $2.99.
Really?
Below $3. It hasn't been like that in years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know the cheapest I ever paid for gas? $1.99.
I remember my parents, we'd always go and I'd look at it, it was like 97 cents. As soon as I got a fucking car, it was like $1.90. I
was like, yeah, God damn it. It was in the winter of 2006. It was in the winter, January, I think it was after the new year, because it was after all people were driving for Christmas and stuff like that, so it must have been January 07.
But yeah, I was like $2.99. Holy shit!
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like $3.25 tomorrow.
But the problem is like we shouldn't get complacent because people are like, "Oh, it could be worse." It's like, nah, let's just
let's keep going now. I'm happy. I can accept $2.99.
I can accept it. I still just want to keep going lower, though.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got next? What the fuck do we got next? Oh, what we got next is all the way in Florida.
Yeah!
I love these stories. Alberto Gonzalez, a Miami man, smuggled 16 birds in his pants at the Miami International Airport.
What the fuck makes you think you can? That is just a great strategy.
Customs officials at Miami International Airport made a strange discovery when patting down an elderly man returning from Havana, Cuba. On October 20th, they found 16 Negritos de Cuba, that is, Cuban bullfinches, in 76-year-old Alberto Gonzalez's pants. He had concealed
living there.
He had concealed the birds with hidden pockets as well as in plastic containers stuffed in his trousers. He faces a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in prison to be followed up by 3 years of supervised release and a fine up to $250,000.
Don't put birds in your pants, yo.
He declared that he did not have any wildlife with him. Of course, he did. That makes it a little worse.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that's always a question when you enter the U.S.
Wildlife must be declared so that United States Fish and Wildlife Service and the United States Customs and Border Protection can decide whether to quarantine the species to ward off its spread of disease. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Cuba is considered a high-risk source of country for high pathogenic avian influenza.
Ooh, that would have been bad.
Yeah, and this guy, his plan was to sell these birds.
Dude.
Speaking of invasive species, can't fucking talk today. Florida is hosting a python hunting contest.
I saw that on CNN.
$1,000 for the longest snake.
I thought a leaper.
I posted that on his Facebook.
No way.
Yeah, nice. And he's like, a python is not an anaconda. I'm like, bitch, you don't have to leave the country for this. Damn
it. Yeah, you can go to Florida.
Yeah, you can go to Florida, and I'm like, he's been there.
He's gonna die if he tries to get an anaconda.
Yeah,
one of these days, he's gonna fucking do it. He's gonna be sitting at home. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go do it. It's time.
I'm surprised he didn't do it after he broke up with his girlfriend. He's sitting there like, yeah, it's fucking time. I'm not being held down anymore. I'm going. Yeah, I've been over this like 1,000 times. So it's like, okay, you're going to go to a country you've never been to before.
Mainly probably Brazil. That's where a lot of anacondas are.
In one of the most dense forests in the world with no survival knowledge, no knowledge of the terrain, very little knowledge of the local species. And you're going to hunt a giant snake. Good luck.
Is he always like, yeah?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I want to do it, man. Fuck, dude.
That'd be a deep conversation to have over drinks, man.
But now he can just go to Florida, which he knows. He's been to Florida. Yeah. And hunt pythons.
That's fucking
badass.
But that's scary, but badass.
This article reads, invasive pythons continue to wreak havoc throughout Florida's swampy ecosystem. And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission have come up with a novel way to help control the population. A hunting contest. They're offering prize money for the most pythons bagged overall and the longest snake killed.
Dude, somebody's going to have a lot of time and there's also going to be a lot of dead bodies, too.
The contest will be open to two categories. One for the 70 or so officially licensed python hunters. There's 70 officially licensed python hunters. And one for everyone else. The Herald reports that anyone who wants to enter must pay a $25 registration fee, take a relatively short online course, and sign a liability waiver.
Hey, that's a good way for the government to get some money, dude.
Yeah, and I like how this article says, because really, what could go wrong when you encourage just about anybody to go out and kill giant snakes in the middle of a swamp? You see that, Leaper?
Especially Floridians.
Yeah.
Floridians.
1,500 will be awarded to the person that with the most snakes killed, and 1,000 will be awarded to the person who bags the longest snake. Competition will last about a month. It will kick off January 12th and end February 10th.
dude, you know somebody's going to go out there with something insane like dynamite or...
flamethrower.
Yeah, it's legal in the U.S. A Gatling gun, those are legal.
Oh my God.
Flamethrowers and Gatling guns are legal in the U.S.
A Gatling gun.
Because I think they don't think anybody's going to actually like... Flamethrowers are actually kind of easy to make, but a Gatling gun...
Yeah.
I looked those up. The cheapest one I could find was like $100,000.
I still want to get a net gun. That's like $200.
I know. It's fucking net. Like, but yes. Sam Hauser.
Someone was probably like, ban Gatling gun. Why am I?
Yeah.
Can someone actually hand me a bill that is important? No one's going to get a Gatling gun. And they just throws it in the trash.
Little did he know.
And someone out there is like, yeah, a Gatling gun.
Fuck yeah. Mount a Gatling gun flamethrower.
It doesn't make any sense, really.
It shoots. Yeah, I don't know.
It shoots fireballs.
It's a Gatling gun mounted on a flamethrower. There. It shoots out flaming bullets.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Anywho.
A Florida man was found driving around with a traffic sign embedded in his skull. When Florida Highway Patrol
Is there a picture?
No, there's not, unfortunately. Right. Sorry. Well, actually, let me try this link real quick.
Because I want to see this.
I'm going to try the link, but... Okay, that link's taking a second to load, so I'll start reading it.
All right.
When Florida Highway Patrol officers pulled over an erratically swerving gray Camaro yesterday outside of St. Augustine, Florida, they figured he had a standard DUI on their hands. The driver, 63-year-old Leslie Richard Newton, had in fact been boozing and driving. God damn it. Do you want to read these stories today?
No.
This is the last one.
Oh, okay.
But, man, I can't read today.
It's all good. It's okay.
I'm too busy thinking about business.
Reports!
Florida Highway Patrol says, yes, he had been drinking. But that's not the main reason he was having trouble staying in his lane. Newton had a piece of a traffic sign embedded in his skull.
Does it say what kind of traffic sign? Please be a stop sign.
Sorry, I was checking the other link quick. No, there's not a picture. It's not entirely clear when the signage ended up in Newton's head, but Jacksonville Fox 30 reports he ran into a sign earlier in the evening on the eastbound SR-16 outside of St. Augustine. Photos of his Camaro show a front headlight bashed in, some window damage. Apparently, Newton hit the sign hard enough for a chunk of it to fly into his cranium. Despite the grievous injuries, Newton kept driving, turning north on US 1. That's where Highway Patrol eventually pulled him over. When they noticed the gruesome head wound, Newton was taken to the hospital in Jacksonville, where his injuries were deemed life-threatening. Oh, shit. they do not say what sign it was.
Man.
You hit the only caution head wounds possible sign in Florida. How'd you do that?
What? Who?
So yeah, there's that. That will end with the Florida. That will end another episode of the podcast.
Podcast!
Business! Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That's number 3. PC stands for podcast. Saw some of your tweets.
Oh,
you've been tweeting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Far Cry 3 is pretty fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I recommend it. The story's really, really well done.
Awesome.
But anyways, go on.
You can email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
Email!
You can find us on gpxgaming.net, youtube.com/search 3hitcombopodcast, and 3hitcombopodcast.blogspot.com, and why not, twitch.com/3hitcombo. I stream sometimes.
Just Google us.
Yeah, just Google us.
Google!
So, for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.